Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
1 o'clock hour here on a Friday. Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Elijah Campbell, back at the WholesaleLink Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com. And it's time, like we do every Friday at 1 o'clock, to talk to Lee Sterling of ParamountSports.com. Lee, what's going on? How are we?
I'm good. A couple of years ago, I'm sitting here thinking, oh, it's going to be a rough decade for Miami teams, but things have turned around. The Heat got to the NBA Finals. My Hurricanes, very competitive again. I wouldn't say they're there, but they're competitive again. And then the Dolphins, turned it around much quicker than most people thought. And hopefully Houston helps us out and keeps losing, because we got both of their first and second round pick and can pick in the top five, top six there.
And even the Marlins made the playoffs.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about that. But I think that was
a lot of positives.
Fluke.
They're getting better, though. Derek Jeter's got them going in the right direction.
Yeah. The only team that's kind of lagging is the Florida Panthers, but no one cares about hockey here.
I saw this stat that since week six of last season, the Dolphins are like 16-5 against the spread,
right.
The best team in the NFL. So they're really – and they're playing well,
yeah,
too.
Can you imagine we add those – I think we have 12 draft picks next year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All the moves that they made, it's certainly going to help them for years to come. So let's get to the picks for this week. 2-2 last week, but leading it off, Coastal Carolina taking on Appy State.
Yeah, and this is a fun team, this Coastal Carolina team. Come out of nowhere. No one knew anything about this kid at quarterback. Grayson McCall, good passer and also very deceptive runner. He's averaging almost 11 yards per carry. So dual-threat quarterback, something's wrong with Appy State. Zach Taylor's been dinged up all year. And then they had a bunch of opt-outs and injuries at running back and receiver. They just lack explosion here. I don't think Carolina is going to make it through the season unbeaten, but I think one more week they're going to do it. I like Coastal Carolina here, 27-20.
All right, and that leads us to
one. Who
would
have ever thought we'd have a Coastal Carolina pick? That's to their credit, right? They have really come on.
It's 2020, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I like it. It's good. Yeah. And then you got the Florida Gators taking on the Vanderbilt Commodores. That line is a lot. It was 30. Is it 30 and a half now, I think, I've seen?
Yeah. So it may not be enough. This game could get really ugly. Last year's game, Florida had 33 first downs to 12. 560 to 128-yard edges. And this year, I think the difference in the teams is even more pronounced. I think Florida has a chance to get into the Final Four. No look-ahead game. They need to run it up. They need a top-four ranking here. And Vandy's 35-point output versus Kentucky. I almost had to look at my TV a couple times here. But the biggest problem is their pass defense. 88th in the country here. Florida has like four or five receivers that are just amazing. In a tight end, it's unstoppable. I like Florida, 63-17.
Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise us.
No.
They got to let Mason go. He's going to get let go, correct, at the end of the year?
It doesn't look good. They've been more competitive, but I think, Lee, you hit on it, especially in the defensive secondary. Yeah. They've just been picked apart. And, elite passing offenses like this, they don't have enough defensive backs. They've had issues with the virus and everything, but this is going to be an interesting offseason for them.
Right.
Yeah. And then another one in our state, have Auburn taking on Tennessee, and Tennessee a pretty hefty underdog here.
They got some problems. If you're a coaching staff, they might be able to survive this year, but, what do they do? It's a merry-go-round situation at quarterback. Jerick Gartano is the senior, and you know, maybe gives you a better chance to win this game? Or do you go with Harrison Bailey, the young kid, and start building for the future? That's tough for a coaching staff. They've already, head coach already fired the defensive line coach. He's got to be worried about his job. They are going to face an Auburn team that's starting to find themselves. They've run for at least 200 yards in each of the last four games. And Bo Nix, when that happens, you know, no picks the last two games. Tennessee on offense, they got to get more creativity. So when you look at this game, Auburn, I think, gets in the low to mid-30s. The question is, can Tennessee get to the low to mid-20s? I don't think so. I think Tennessee is desperate. I just think they're incapable. I like Auburn 34-17.
Lee Sterling is with us, Paramount Sports. And, Lee, let's turn our attention to the pros. And we'll go to the AFC South, a very important game that Titans fans will be keeping an eye on, Indianapolis. It'll be after the game between the Titans and the Ravens, which we'll get to in a moment. But the Colts are a 2.5-point favorite against the Green Bay Packers in this division race of the AFC South. How do you see it?
So the Packers have only faced one good defense. That was Tampa Bay. They scored 10 points. That's it. Where does Green Bay have trouble on front seven? I mean, you saw San Francisco. If you remember that playoff game, San Francisco could have run for 500 yards on them. They ran over them. Indianapolis has the offensive line that is capable of dominating the game. And then the defense, if they get up with Darius Leonard at linebacker, might be one of the top two or three best. DeForest Buckner, a nice addition to that already good defensive line. What do? Everyone looks at sacks. They look at, you know, total yards, what a team gives up. Look at third down situations and watch Indianapolis. They make a lot of pass breakups. They'll be third and five. You'll see someone like Leonard make a tackle a yard before the first down where a team has to punt. Those are the most important things. Yeah, Green Bay has the best three players in this game probably, in Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Jones, and Davante Adams. After that, Indy might have the next best 10. I like Indy, 34-28.
All right, now let's move over to the one that we're all paying attention to here. The Titans you have as a 7-point dog against Baltimore. The Ravens coming off a disappointing loss in the rain up in at Foxborough. What do you think?
Yeah, here's the situation. I think Baltimore, this is the game that they want. I think even NFL players have a circle game. And losing that game last year in the playoffs 28-12, I don't think that they've recovered from. And I think, you know, even though they haven't played well, very similar to Seattle last night. Seattle's defense isn't good, but they've got pride. And I think Baltimore's defense has pride. They're not great. And I just think the Tennessee offense hasn't been the same since they lost their star left tackle. I mean, they've gone from scoring 37 points to 21 points per game 5 weeks ago. And Ryan Tannehill, 69% completion percentage to 56. And then special teams. You got to factor in special teams. Justin Tucker's automatic from 60 on in. And Gostkowski, I mean, he's missed 8 field goals and 2 extra points. And then Pro Bowl punter Brett Kern, he's done. He's not playing in this game here. I like Baltimore, 34-24.
Well, there you go. Lee,
sorry
your
about that.
I'm not.
Got a call like I see it.
Yeah, I totally understand. The game of the week, you'll give 3 football and or UFC plays to anyone that calls the number 800-400-9741.
Yeah, this is what I'm going to do. We have what's called Customer Appreciation Week, and my way of saying thank you for listening to the segment each week. And there's a lot of people out there that, hey, you know, we go over the local teams that your listeners want to hear about, but they'd like to maybe sample the games that I personally play and give my clients. We've won 8 out of 11 weeks in football. In the UFC, we've had 23 out of 31 winning cards. They want to come aboard free, no strings attached. All they need to do is give us your email address, and we'll send the 3 free selections, football or UFC, whichever you want, you choose. Just call 800-400-9741. So check out the website. There's a lot of stuff going on at the website.
Yeah.
We have free picks. I do videos, games like Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Ohio State, Indiana, Wisconsin against Northwestern, and Cincinnati and UCF. Those videos up and available. You can check those out, just like my predictions. And you want to come aboard, also different options for the week or for the month you can come aboard. So ParamountSports.com is the website. You want to get those 3 free picks? Just call right now. Give us your email, 800-400-9741.
And I love this special you're running, too. 9 for $97, the 9 games combined in college football and NFL. Pretty good deal there, too.
Looking, we've had some 7-2, 8-1 runs this week on those. So, and those are you download those, you get those immediately, so you don't have to call me back Saturday or Sunday morning. They're ready to go.
Very good. Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. We appreciate it as always.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend. And we're going to try to get back together on Wednesday next week. We'll do it same time next Wednesday. Does that sound
okay.
good?
Okay.
Outstanding.
Yeah, we'll make it work.
All right, guys.
We're on it.
Have a great weekend.
Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. Check it out. Always good stuff there. And it's the perfect way to get set up for Pick 6. We'll do that next. Darren Donk and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.